county's funding. And we realise that this funding is critical for your cities, but because of the overwhelming health risk along that 880 corridor, and especially in West Auckland, I want to emphasise this fact. West Auckland has a cancer health risk of 3 times any other community in the Bay Area. I think we need, as public agencies, as health agencies, as transportation agencies, to assist in reducing that risk where we can. And what you have in front of you today will definitely help us do that. With regard to the commitment that the state of California has made to the 0506 trucks, the money that the state would provide, would give those truckers loan guarantees, but it's dependent on money that doesn't exist currently. It's dependent on the sale of state bonds this spring. So the funding that you step forward and allocate, the funding that we are going to provide for these truckers, and hopefully in our discussions we'll be able to get both the Port and the City of Auckland to step forward as well. That money is what's going to be available for these guys.
Good. Yeah, I just want to remind the commissioners too, because you know I've spoken about this before. You know, the port hasn't stepped up and at this point in time, even though we keep pushing them, is because the port's putting in about 100 and how much, 170?
Between $90 and $120 million to upgrade their shore power infrastructure to take away the emissions from the vessels.
So the port is investing close to $120 million in shore power, and that's where the ships, you know, will hook up and won't idle, and that's a major thing for them. And we know, you know, the City of Auckland, as well as other jurisdictions, are hurting in terms of resources. So, you know, my thing is, as has been pointed out, the action we take will benefit everybody. So I just think this is a good thing to do. And as Supervisor Haggerty pointed out, I mean, relying on the state, we just can't rely on the state. We've got to step up ourselves. But if the state comes through, then once again, the Air District money is going to be the last money that's utilized, right, Damien?
The Air District money will be used.
No, excuse me, the yeah, our money here.
Alameda County's money will be used last. And because Alameda County is stepping up, we're going to propose to our board that Alameda County trucks will get preference in terms of the funding allocation from the Air District. So because Alameda County stepped up first, we will propose to put our funding into those trucks first.
All right, Ron Light. Ron Light speaking on this item. There he is, thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm with West State Alliance. We're a Port of Auckland Trucker Trade Association, representing big rigs that service the port. And our organization is here today to address you, to commend you for your consideration of both the modification to the proposal before you and for your consideration of passing this allocation. We strongly endorse it, and we very, very much appreciate your consideration of this proposal. For your information, there are some 4,400 or more trucks at the Port of Auckland that are in the process of being put out of business by these state regulations. And of these 44 plus 100 trucks, the Air Resources Board is looking at about 1,700 to fund with a grants program that they put in place. And that leaves close to 3,000 trucks that are being unaddressed by the Air Resources Board. And those are the trucks that you're considering right now, the 2004, 5, and 6 models. So there's really a great urgency, and again, we very much endorse and appreciate and respect the fact that you've seen fit to consider funding this class of trucks. Close to 3,000 trucks, 2,200 are in this 0506, 2005-2006 category that you're now looking to include in the funding cycle. So again, this is a dire situation for port truckers. They're greatly at risk for losing their trucks, losing their businesses, no longer being able to service the port, no longer being able to make a living. So I think this is an extremely important matter that you're considering, and again, we really respect and appreciate the fact that you're doing so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nate, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to
move the item with the amendment that it include not only 2004 model year, but 2005 and 2006 model year.
Move it to second. Anybody in opposition to this? Good. Thank you. That's a good trendsetter right there. The votes keep rolling up here. All right, section six. You think it's funny, Rob? Good. Hopefully, foreshadowing there. I like that dramatic pause also, Damien, you know, that one. That was nice theater there. Community Advisory Committee reports item 6A is the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Midori, are you out there amongst us? Yes, there she is, waving. There she is.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Since I'm not here speaking on the topic that everybody is here for, if I may talk.
Get it tighter, Midori.
Okay. I'm Midori Tabata.
We need some juice in that microphone down there.
There we go. I'm Midori Tabata, and I'm the chair of the BPAC. The committee last met on December the 15th, and we took action on the following items, most of which you've already included in your consent calendar. We recommended the amendments to the City of Fremont CDF grant for the Irvington area pedestrian improvements. We recommended reallocating the CDF bicycle pedestrian grant for money from the Alamo Canal undercrossing, but that was only if the City of Dublin did not need the money. So that was our stipulation. And if they didn't, then we thought that the $50,000 to the Cycle for Change Neighborhood Bike Centers and $350,000 to the first phase construction of the Greenway, East Bay Greenway project would be good. If there wasn't sufficient money from the City of Dublin, we recommended that perhaps $100,000 of this money be taken from the CDF matching grant that we still have for these two projects. Third, we recommended $20,000 in CDF toward the 2012 Bike to Work Day campaign. And then we gained our ninth member to the BPAC with the appointment of Diana Rihovini-Levine of Fremont by the Mayor's Conference. There were numerous qualified candidates for the District 5 Mayor's Conference position, and a recommendation on that position, as well as for the Transit Representative position, should be made in the next month or so. Thank you.
Hey, any questions for Midori? Any comments? Thank you, Midori. Our next presenter is the Citizen Advisory Committee, Cynthia Dorsey. Cynthia, are you with us? There she is. It's the winning color today, purple.
I'm glad I'm in the group. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Cynthia Dorsey. I'm the chairperson for the Citizens Advisory Committee.
We need. Hang on, Cynthia. This mic art's a little weak, or maybe not even weakest. Okay, we're going to get a handheld karaoke style.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dorsey, and
there
I'm chairperson for the Citizens Advisory Committee. We met last Thursday on January the 19th at the Hayward City Hall. And it was a great meeting. We had a good opportunity to be there, and we did a number of things. We had our normal Citizens Advisory Committee meeting that met prior to the forum. And one of the things that I like to do is we met, but we need a quorum. So I'd like to ask each of the members, if you have someone that's appointed to the committee, please ask them to come to the meetings. We only meet once a quarter, and it really would help us a lot because we weren't able to approve the minutes. So that's the first thing. The second thing, though, it was a good meeting. So we reviewed the website and the constant contact analytics, and the good news is more people are looking at the ACTC website, and we're getting more emails and getting more comments in the community. So what we also are asking our members to do is to work with their supervisors or mayors, whoever they appointed them to the committee, to share the information with the other members of committees that are part of their group in Alameda County. And as an example, I was appointed by Supervisor Carson, and Supervisor Carson sent out the flyer about the forum to all of our commissioners, so they had the opportunity to come to the meeting if they wanted to.
We always appreciate Supervisor Carson being the model for us.
He is a great model. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because we did share the information and we did get a couple of comments. So I want you to let that appear from your members that you appointed, you'll know why you're hearing from them. The other thing that we were doing is we reviewed our outreach goals and we also reviewed all other...
You were upstage there momentarily.
I apologize.
We reviewed our outreach goals and we also reviewed materials that are being updated, marketing materials that are being updated by Tess and Liz Brazil. And so we're taking advantage of that. We're going to submit our input by February the 1st. And then once the input is submitted, we'll have new documents that we can share with the community. There's an accordion card that has information, there's a brochure, and we'll be working on that as well. And we went to the forum, which was held directly after the meeting, and it was quite exciting because it was different. What the difference was, we had presenters from every project within the Central County area, but in addition to that, we were on the podium for the Hayward City Council, and we also were part of a webcast. And that was the part that was kind of a surprise. So we're looking to see how effective that was as far as getting community participation. It's hard to tell, so I guess I know Tess and Liz are checking into that so we can get some results and see whether or not that's something we want to continue to do. But one of the things that we're able to continue to do as a group is to try and encourage everyone to vote yes on Measure B the next time.
Good. In fact, I like that early pitch right there, Cynthia. For even for some of your appointing members, that was good there. Item 6C is the Citizens Watchdog. Anybody have any questions? Okay, we'll go on. Item 6C is the Citizens Watchdog Committee. James, you with us? There he is.
Sorry, I didn't get the memo on the purple.
At least you have the gold part, right?
Well, there you go. James Paxson, Citizens Watchdog Committee. We last met on January 9th, just a few weeks ago. I had four things that I wanted to report to you from that meeting. The first part of the meeting was devoted to our annual initial review of the compliance reports from the various agencies that are funded by Measure B. And I do want to say, after having done this for a number of years, the new reporting format that we've been working on has been tremendously helpful. I think I can speak on behalf of the committee and say that the new types of information that we're getting, the way it's been presented, has greatly aided our work in providing the review. We have until tomorrow to get our comments to staff. Those are going to be collected, sent back to the agencies. Mostly this will come in the form of requests for clarification on the information that was presented in the reviews. We'll get this back at some point, and then that the results of our review will go into our annual report. Which, by the way, when we have our next annual report, we're going to make sure we get a crowd like this when we release it. So. The next part of the meeting was a review with the auditor for the ACTIA audit. We had a chance to kind of go over some of the materials there. We were very gratified to see that the auditor gave the financials an unqualified opinion. We did want to share one concern. We only received the audit materials a few days prior to our review, and there was a number of concerns expressed by the committee that this being one of our most important activities of the year, that we really need to make sure that we have adequate time so that we can give you our best thinking and our best thoughts before you have a chance to review it yourselves and eventually approve it. Third item, we formed an ad hoc committee to meet with the County of Alameda. We had some questions on their compliance reports, and so we'll be setting that up over the next couple of weeks. And then finally, we heard a report on the TEP preparations and also on the County General Plan, Transportation Plan. Finally, I just wanted to say we have a number of vacancies on the committee, and we would definitely like to have some additional members to participate. Currently, we have vacancies from the Alameda County Mayor's Conference, District 1, Alameda County Mayor's Conference, District 3, League of Women Voters, Sierra Club, Supervisor Hegarty, District 1, and Supervisor Chan, District 3. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for James? Thanks for pointing out the vacancies. SB from your district, yeah. We made some headway in the Viking Peds. We're making one committee at a time. Yeah, we're making headway. We'll be in Fremont next month and hopefully make some more headway with whoever their mayor is at that point. 6D, Sylvia, you are ready. You are on.
That's right. I'm Sylvia Stadmeyer. I chair PAPCO. Happy New Year to all of you. And I'm going to start out by saying my committee is fully staffed and that all 24 of them show up for every meeting. So we must be doing something right. In December, PAPCO continued to
address... You get more funding, I think, maybe that's probably it.
In December, PAPCO continued to address the funding formula with TAC. On December the 5th, we had held a joint subcommittee where we reviewed data received and possible factors and developed a proposed formula. The full PAPCO met on Monday the 23rd and got off to a busy start. We endorsed the proposed funding formula and you will see that in February. We also began to discuss how we would like to allocate gap funding in the future.